Hi, I'm Joe from the Kingsway School, and my question for you is, how did you stay motivated throughout your journey of becoming an astronaut?
Thanks, Joe. I think it splits itself into two, Joe. One is, I think it's really important to be honest with yourself and give yourself some idea of where you want to go in life. And it's a hard question to ask, especially at the stage of life that you folks are at. What do you want to be when you grow up? Every adult asks you that question, and the easiest answer is, I don't know. But you are going to grow up to be something. It's going to happen whether you choose or not. So why not get involved in the process? Because you may grow up to be something you hate if you just let random fate choose. So here's what I recommend. When you go into a library, what part of the library do you normally walk to? I mean, or are you going to a bookstore? I bet you don't go to every single section of a bookstore equally. There's probably parts of the bookstore that interest you. And you go in and you walked over, I don't know what interests you. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Horses and the history of Egyptian art and baking. Those are the three things that I'm fascinated by: horses, Egyptian art, and baking. And I'm going, huh, I didn't even know that about myself. But every time I go in there, I look at those sections. So then give yourself 5 minutes and say, if my life goes perfectly, what will I be? If those are the three things I'm interested in, maybe I could be a veterinarian, or I could be a jockey, or I could be someone who designs horseshoes, or I could be someone who studies the physiology of a horse, or I could figure out how to make puff pastry, or I could really study where Ramses came from, or how they built that huge Abu Simbel temple, or whatever. Doesn't matter. And then this weekend, start becoming more expert in that area. Set yourself a long-term goal that lines up with what you're dreaming about, but then start changing who you are to become more expert. And I think that's how you maintain motivation. Is you give yourself a cool long-term goal, but then you allow yourself to succeed on almost a weekly basis in becoming better and better at it and drawing your life towards it.
Joe, what is it you want to do when you grow up, by the way?
I'd like to be a computer programmer.
Okay.
Right. And so, I mean, there are so many things you could do this weekend that won't turn you into a computer programmer, but look up what Fortran means. Who invented Fortran? How can you program a computer completely with machinery, or does it have to be digital? What's the difference between an analog computer and a digital computer? What is the current state of miniaturization of circuitry? Can you go to something beyond that? How do you use light to run a computer? All those things are out there, and you could learn something about it this weekend. By Sunday night, you won't be a professional computer programmer, but by Sunday night, you will have turned yourself into someone a little closer to what you're dreaming about. And by Sunday night, you can stand up and go, I had a great weekend. You should see what changes I wrought in myself this weekend. And that way, you're not waiting to the end to succeed or to feel good about yourself. You can celebrate on a constant basis. And I think that's the only way to sustain the enthusiasm, because life is not going to go the way you want, but at least you can move it in the direction that suits your nature.